But if he rejects that blessing, it comes back to you. So give him the biggest blessing you can. Yeah, you see, when I'm going down the freeway now and someone cuts me off, instead of returning evil for evil or insult for insult, give a blessing instead. Whoa. God bless him with a Harley Davidson. Bless him. Bless him with $1 million. Bless him. Just in case.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Have you ever prayed for the Lord to bless you? We all have at one time or another. Well, today, Pastor Wayne is going to show us the power there is when we learn the secret of blessing others. When we left off yesterday, Pastor Wayne was just getting ready to tell one of his Portuguese jokes. Let's pick it up right there with part two of a message entitled, The Power of a Blessing.
Here's a definition of bitterness. Bitterness is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Isn't that right? Yeah, because it always comes back on you if you don't forgive. There's this joke about this Portuguese guy. His girlfriend decides to leave Manuel, and he gets so mad. No, you're not going to leave me. I'm going to leave you. No, you better not leave me. I'm going to leave you. That's it, man. I'm going to get one gun. Tough. I'm going to leave you. Well, he goes and gets a gun, finds her in the park smooching with her new boyfriend, and he walks up to her and says, that's it. Puts a gun to his own head. That's it. That's it. This is the end of our relationship. She said, man, oh, don't shoot yourself. There's so much life left to live. She said, shut. He said to her, shut up, you're next. Hey, by the way, when I tell Portuguese jokes, it's not to demean any ethnicity, because I is one. It's pretty obvious. You know, and some people get upset. Listen, in Hawaii, we tell all kinds of jokes. You can tell Polish jokes, or some people tell Ole and Sven jokes, or they tell blonde jokes. Well, I can't tell any of those, so I tell Portuguese jokes, you know? It's all right. And some people say, well, you should just, like, instead of saying Portuguese or this or that, just say person A and person B, like, be general. I said, what? Yeah, just make it, like, generic. I said, no. You can't do that. There's something missing. It's sort of like this. If I just, the joke I just told you, here's how you tell it generic. Listen to this. Person A felt inconvenienced when his significant other decided to convert her allegiances to person C. This is person B. Person A, in finding them together in a park, person B and person C, he lifted a handgun to his own head and said to person B, this concludes our relationship and romance. Person B said, Bernard, she replied, suicide is not the answer. Person A answered, when I conclude my dastardly act, you will be subsequent to me. There's just something missing, you know that? You gotta have the pigeon, you gotta have the passion, and then it's a little more humorous and you get the point. Some people say, why do you use humor in church? I say, you know why? Because when people laugh, they have their mouths open, and when they have their mouths open, I put something in it for them to chew on. You wanna hear something? You wanna hear something that'll just flip your brains. Well, this actually happened on Wednesday. This is true story. I just had my devotions and I'm driving to work and I thought I'd turn to another station, you know, just to listen in. So I turned to this station and this guy named Frank or someone was talking and he was just berating this person that told Portuguese jokes. He shouldn't do that. He's demeaning people. It's wrong. He said, you people call in and tell me about if you appreciate this or not. So I thought, I better listen to this. You know? So I was listening to it, and the person calls in and says, well, we don't think it's that bad. It's a local thing. He says, I'm local, too. He said, yeah, but it's just endears to us to one another. Next. And he hangs up on her, and I thought, well, that's rude. Come on. And he gets this next one, and this lady talks really pigeon. And then he says, what do you say? What do you say? I don't understand you. Click. Next. And I thought, you just said you're local and you're hanging up on local people. I thought, you crazy guy, you can't be doing that. That's the epitome of rudeness. And then this other guy says, I don't think you should talk about this pastor. Huh? My ears came really big. True. I turned the radio up a little bit. And then this guy says, are you talking about Pastor Wayne Cordero? Yeah, that's him, that's him, that's him. I put on my sunglasses, driving down the road. This just happened this week. And he just goes off. He just goes off. He shouldn't be telling these Portuguese Joseph just demeans people. And I thought, that's what you're doing to all of your listeners. And then this other guy calls up and says, you know, I don't think you should be demeaning this pastor because they do such a good job. And if you keep doing that, I don't think I should listen to your radio station. Here's what he said. Well, good. Turn the station then. Click next. I thought, if I were your boss, I'd fire you. You're driving them away. This other guy called, hey, I'm 26 years old, and I don't think you should demean this church because they do a good job. And you know when Hurricane Katrina hit, he said, they gave tons of money to them. That's right, by the way, we gave $80,000 to help Katrina. And he said, and when Hurricane Iniki hit, and he was in Hilo, he helped over there, and over the tsunami, they helped over there. So, anybody can do that. Click next. I thought, what are you doing? And then he said, how do you like it if people tell stories about you? Well, this lady calls back and she says, I'm blonde and I'm Jewish and I've heard blonde jokes and Jewish jokes. Oh, okay. How do you feel about that? She said, I laugh like crazy. Click next. I was listening to him and I'm just getting upset. And I thought, I'm going to call him right now. Because I bet he doesn't even know I'm listening. I'm going to call him and give him a piece of my mind. But for two reasons I didn't. Number one, I don't have enough pieces of my mind to spare. One. Secondly, I thought, I can't really give him a piece of my mind because I'm writing a sermon on forgiveness for this Sunday. So instead, I prayed for him. Oh, boy. But it has to be intentional at that point, you see, because you begin to pray. But that's where we have to live, because if you're living on this side of the line, you won't. But on this side, you will, because you understand the blessings of an intentional life and the power of a blessing. And all of these things, when you forgive quickly, it keeps you from becoming like that other person. It keeps you from being permanently scarred. And we need forgiveness. So God then releases some forgiveness to you as part of your inheritance because you're forgiving intentionally. And then when you pray intentionally, God says, pray for one another that who may be healed? You. And then part of my inheritance is released to me because there's a gaining of maturity and I'm living on the side of intentional living because the just shall live by faith. And let me give you the highest stage of intentional living. Number three, here's the highest stage, the greatest stage. Even when you don't feel like it, you forgive, you pray, but here's the third, you bless them. That's not easy, but you bless them. You bless them. Let's read what 1 Peter 3:9 says. Go. Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. But giving a what? Blessing instead. Why? Because this is your calling, so that you might inherit a blessing. So I do have a part of my inheritance, blessing. Oh, that's right. But it won't be released until you issue the same. And it has to be intentionally. Because it's easy in the beginning. It's automatic. Bless you, bless you. But what if they go wrong and go sideways on you? Then it becomes an intentional blessing. But most of us stop at that point, and we stop being a blesser kind of people. And God is saying that our inheritance will be released. He said, well, wait a minute. What if that person is doing something evil? You're saying to bless him? Remember, you're not responsible to decide who is worthy of a blessing and who isn't. Because if we were the people who decided, you're worthy of my blessing, you're not. You're worthy of a blessing, you're not. That makes you God. You don't take the role of God. You see, blessing is not as a result of a person's deservedness. No, no, no. Would you write in that bullet, the blessing is about our faith, not about our feelings. Our faith, not about our feelings. And listen, God is not so unwise to endorse and promote someone who's doing evil so he will advance that cause. No, you got to remember, blessing, when I bless somebody, is not just to promote and endorse, it's to help them become transformed into God's best. A blessing transforms you into God's highest. So when I say, Lord, bless them, I'm not saying promote or endorse their activity. Bless them, which is, Lord, whatever you need to do, transform them into your highest. Not destroy them, not find destruction for them. But Lord, would you somehow transform, convert, redeem them into your highest? Then as you bless, if that person is open to God's blessing, God says, I will reconstruct him into my highest and my best. And so God says, bless them. And it's not a part of their deservedness. It's a part of your faith. You say, well, what if he doesn't deserve it? What if he doesn't? I want you to read with me in Luke chapter 10. If you're doing devotions with us, which I know you are, then yesterday you will have read this in Luke chapter 10. You say, well, what if they don't deserve it? Here's a cool thing. Remember, everything here is reciprocal when you're living on the intentional side. It's reciprocal. There's a reason for God saying, you need to quickly forgive. You need to pray for those who mistreat you. Why? Because that's a part of an intentional life, and there's a reciprocal benefit that comes. Then one is healing, the other is forgiveness. It protects you from being permanently damaged. And then a blessing. Well, what if they don't deserve it? Here it is. Let's read it together in Luke 10. Go. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. Now, if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You see, God is saying, if you bless a person and that person is ready for a transformed life, I will actually reconstruct him into my highest. But if he rejects that blessing, it comes back to you. It comes back to you. Sometimes we say, well, I'll bless him, but not that much. Like, God, don't kill him today. Maybe wait till tomorrow. No, because you see, if that guy is not deserving of any blessing, it comes back to you. Oh, so I don't die today, but maybe tomorrow? Not good. No, see, God says if he doesn't deserve it, it comes back to whom? So give him the biggest blessing you can. Just in case. Yeah, you see, when I'm going down the freeway now and someone cuts me off, my adrenaline goes into my body. Instead of returning evil for evil or insult for insult, give a blessing instead. Oh, God bless him with a Harley Davidson. Bless him. Bless him with $1 million. Bless him. Bless him. Just in case. Because then it will come back to you. I tell you, living on the intentional side of life, it'll require us a first stage to not just forgive, but to forgive how? Quickly, to keep you from becoming like the very one you can't forgive, and to protect you from being permanently damaged, that you let go quickly. And then you go beyond that and you pray for that person. You pray. Because as we pray for one another, who gets healed? And remember, if you don't, bitterness destroys you much sooner than anybody else. You'll get the stress. You'll start having muscle aches. Not them. You will. And that keeps you healed, because that's a part of your inheritance. But that only comes on the intentional side of life. And then bless. bless. And the Lord says, if it doesn't land and it's not deserved, I'll give it to you. It's a part of your inheritance. So bless. And when you do that, you become a people of His inheritance. Let's be that kind of people. What do you think? Let's pray. Would you bow your heads? If you're here today and you say, you know, Wayne, I would love to have a life of blessing, but how do I start that? Your first step really is, if you've never come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, is not to go for the blessing, but to come to the blessor. Not to ask God for the gifts, but to come to the giver of all gifts. And that's what it means to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You're starting a relationship with Him. You're not asking for stuff from Him. You're beginning a relationship with Him, a personal relationship. How do you do that? Very simple. If you know that you need forgiveness, you ask Him. And when you ask Him for forgiveness, the first step that He does is He cleans the slate of your life with His blood, the blood that was shed on Calvary. And then He begins to rebuild your life according to His design. But He waits for your permission. He waits for your choice about that offer. You say, well, what about God's choice? God made His choice 2,000 years ago when Jesus went to the cross to die for your sins and mine. The next choice is yours. And that'll be the most eternal choice you'll ever make in your life. If you're here today and you say, I need to make that choice because God knows I need forgiveness. I need to be born again and I want to begin a walk with Jesus. I don't deserve it, but I know that He died for an undeserving people just like me. And so I say yes to His offer to eternal life and forgiveness of sins and a relationship with Him. If that's you, would you raise a hand right now? And in doing so, you're saying yes to Jesus. Okay, yeah, all right, okay. Yep, you too, yeah, okay, on the sides, yeah. Okay, all right. All right, yep, Lord sees that, okay. Good. If this is the first time you've received Christ, outside there are some yes packets. Please get one, it's free of charge. In it is a Bible and some follow-up material. You'll get it from any of the counters back there, any usher. Let's all pray this prayer together. Pray with all your heart, would you? Lord Jesus, thank You for coming, dying for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. You raised me up from my checkered past to build in me a new future. I turn from my sins, I turn to You. And I say this, so everyone hears, so You hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. So raise me up and make me the person You want me to be. A person of Your inheritance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, welcome these who made that decision to follow Christ.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart then I am still and wait here in the silence until You come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy. to more than I can meet.
There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come, I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think against eternity.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. And I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up.
You raise me up.
I can send no mountain. Walk on so
let's all stand as we conclude. Don't forget water baptism today at 3:00 at Magic Island. We'll see you down there. If you've never been baptized in water, it's an intentional thing that we do. An intentional thing that we do. And God releases more of your inheritance because you're learning to live by intention, by what the Word says, not by feelings or what the world says. Let's pray. Thanks, Father, for your grace on our lives. Thanks for such a wonderful church. We ask your blessings. As we walk from this place, may we leave looking more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Would you thank God with a clap offering again?
In Christ alone, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ the Lord. In Christ the Lord, I place my trust and find my glory.
Just heard the conclusion of a message entitled The Power of a Blessing by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, including his messages on podcast. You can also find Pastor Wayne's daily devotional. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. For Pastor Pastor Wayne Cordero. This is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha. He's Christ alone.